The Olympics wrapped on Sunday in Rio, and during Persons to be Heard, former city administrator Hugh Bevan joked that he needed something new to watch.
So I'm going through withdrawals after watching the Olympics for 2 weeks, so I thought I'd come down and watch the political Olympics.
While the contest in Sitka wasn't as heated, the assembly did stage what was essentially a policy debate about what is driving up the cost of living in Sitka more, the grocery bill or the electric bill. In one corner is Tristan Gavon and Bob Petruski. They co-sponsored an ordinance to repeal the sales tax on groceries. Groceries are defined as any items that qualify for the USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Here's Gavon.
The exemption of groceries from sales tax is going to be a bigger savings to Sitka households than subsidizing electric rates.
Gavon made his case with numbers. Looking at a house that spends $12,000 on groceries each year, he estimated they would save $660 if the sales tax is removed. And if electric rates were to increase by 20%, that same household would spend $412 extra dollars. With the savings difference, he argued that groceries are more directly tied to the cost of living.
You know, you think about the cost of having kids, of feeding kids. We don't want to force these working families out of Sitka because that exacerbates our budget crunch. If we lose students from the Sitka school district, that means we're losing formula funding and we're going to have to put more money into the school's budget.
In the other corner is Assemblymen Steven Eisenbeiss and Aaron Swanson. They sponsored a proposal to annually dedicate up to 1 mil of property tax revenue to the electric fund to, quote, eliminate or at least minimize electric rate increases. Electric rates in Sitka are partially driven by the city's bond obligations and a need to meet minimum rate covenants. Here's Eisenbeiss.
Let's not forget that we have a very large debt load looming with the electrical fund and that has to be paid off.
For Eisenbeiss, that's a huge burden to be putting on Sitkin's shoulders. A mild winter drove electric rates up 5% this year, and it would have been higher, but the assembly subsidized the electric fund. Eisenbeiss is worried if they don't do the same, rates will skyrocket, and grocers will pass down these higher costs to the shoppers. Using Gavon's numbers, Eisenbeiss calculated that a markup in prices by as little as 2% would basically negate the repeal of a sales tax.
You're spending just as much as you would have saved from the sales tax there. So you definitely have downstream inflationary effects that this could present, and that's why I'm supporting the electrical fund increase.
At this point in the conversation, Municipal Administrator Mark Gorman jumped in.
There's going to be all effort next year to reduce operating costs. So if there was no subsidy coming forward, I think we in City Hall have a responsibility to look very closely at how we can reduce costs.
In addition to reducing costs internally, the city is also encouraging customers to convert from diesel to electric heat, specifically through interruptible boilers. Deputy Mayor Matthew Hunter supported programs that would do the same with super users, like the hospitals and the schools.
The city is trying to encourage people to put in electric boilers that can be switched on and off by the electric department at times of relatively low load usage or excess capacity. And people who have those get a decreased rate for the electricity because it can be unplugged at any time. I know that there's been talk of Manishcomb High School, Search, the Coast Guard, other large buildings that use a lot of electricity for heating could use this program.
The city has initiated such talks with Search and the Coast Guard. Here's Gorman again.
If we could get the Coast Guard on board, our fortunes would turn around very quickly. So I think there are things in the pipeline that's not going to materialize next year, but within the next 3 to 5 year period.
These options for the electric fund seem to sway the remaining assembly members to favor a grocery sales tax repeal. Mayor Mim McConnell explained her stance.
Probably the most common denominator is the high cost of food. Everybody talks about that. And if we're going to do anything good for the community, for helping people make it through this next winter, doing the grocery exemption seems like the way to go for that.
During Persons to be Heard, Larry Cruz reminded the assembly that either policy could be undone in the future.
So I just want that to be remembered, that what you're doing can be changed in just 2 meetings.
Eisenbeiss encouraged the assembly to approve his ordinance on first reading to gather citizen input. He said, quote, More ideas from the public may come out, so I don't want to stifle them. Both ordinances did pass, groceries by a vote of 5-2, with Eisenbeiss and Swanson voting against, and electric rates by a vote of 5-2, with McConnell and Gavon voting against. The Assembly will revisit these ideas at their next meeting on September 13th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Emily Kwong.